भगवद्गीता 4.8 परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे So, Krishna telling about the reasons why he appears in this world. He's telling, Paritranaya sadhunam, Paritranaya, that for delivering sadhunam, the saintly people, Vinashaya chitushkritam, for the sake of destroying the dushkriti, the miscreants. Dharma samsthapanarthaya, for the sake of establishing dharma, sambhavami yuge yuge, I descend yuga after yuga, millennium after millennium. Now, Srila Prabhupada's translation of yuge yuge, millennium, is an approximation. Now, millennia, is not exactly the same as yuga, but Prabhupada is using a non-literal translation just to emphasize the principle over here. The principle is that Krishna comes again and again and again. So yuge yuge. So it's not that now millennia, the way we will use it is based on a calculation of a million years or whatever way we want to use it. But that is not the way it is used in Sanskrit as yuga. It refers to Brahma's lifespan and enters the Brahma's lifespan, a day of Brahma, or if you are talking about mantra avatars, then a 14 manvantars in one day of Brahma. Or we can refer to one yuga, which would be a Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. But whichever way we refer to it, and the word millennium in English does not convey that sense. But still, it is used here so as to convey the important point that Krishna is so merciful that he keeps coming again and again. The previous verse is stated that he comes whenever there is a decline of religion. So, in that sense, this was a continuation. So, here it says that he re-establishes a religion. And now we shouldn't think of dharma as some just abstract concept. You know, like say, Krishna is explaining temperature balance. Suppose sometimes there is a fall in the temperature somewhere. Then how do we restore the temperature? Then for restoring the temperature balance, we have to find out, okay, if the temperature has fallen too much, it's very cold. Then we try to turn on the heater so as to counter the lowering of the temperature. And we find out, is there something which is causing the temperature to go cold? Is some air cooler on or something like that? And we'll turn that off. So like that, to keep the dharma meter in balance, there are two factors to be considered. You know, what causes dharma to go down? Check that and stop it. And what causes dharma to go up? Check that and free that, empower that. So that's what Krishna does. So dharma samsthapan, he does not in an abstract sense, the cosmic order is restored by what? By checking and stopping those who are disrupting the cosmic order. So that's why Vinashaya Chadushkritam. Those who are disrupting the cosmic order, Vinasha. So Krishna ends their reign of terror, reign of destruction, and Paritranaya Sadhunam. The saintly people, he delivers them. The saintly men, the tyrannical, when the exploitative, the antisocial are ruling the world. At that time, the tyrannic, then the spiritually minded, the saintly, they feel repressed. They feel troubled. Although they determinedly continue their devotion, but they always feel under threat. So Krishna frees them from that threat so that they can practice dharma freely, enthusiastically. And they can and attract more and more people towards the practice of dharma. So that principle is talked about over here. And at a higher level, the paritranaya sadhunam also means that devotees are longing to see Krishna. And they are afflicted by the agony, by the misery of separation from Krishna. And when Krishna comes, he delivers them from that anxiety. That is higher level spiritual meaning also, devotional meaning. And in the point of view of the context here, it also means that Krishna establishes dharma by delivering the saintly who are the protectors of dharma, who are the personifications of dharma, who are the propagators of dharma. So they are in anxiety and Krishna delivers them from anxiety by removing whatever threats might be there and by restoring the by a power with them so that they can continue their practice, propagation and protection of dharma. So now, when we are trying to take shelter of Krishna, dharma is to be established not just out there in the world, but dharma also has to be established in our heart. And the way to establish dharma in our heart is by removing that which is adharmic and by reinforcing that which is dharmic. So now when we call Krishna in our heart by praying to him, by chanting his holy names, by remembering him, at that time Krishna does this also. So sometimes when we say that, oh, I don't feel like chanting, that is the time when we need to chant the most. When we don't feel like remembering Krishna, that is the time when we need to remember him the most. Why? Because that it is the soul's natural condition to remember Krishna and to love Krishna. And the more the soul is distanced from that natural condition, the more the unnatural, the more the natural seems undesirable and the unnatural seems desirable. That means the more we are away from spiritual consciousness, the more the natural state of loving and serving Krishna seems unpalatable, seems undesirable. Why should I do this? And the unnatural state of pursuing sensual pleasures seems to be desirable. So, even if our feelings are off track, we shouldn't let our intelligence go off track. And if our intelligence is on track, that means our feelings being off track is a sure sign of danger, and if the feelings are not corrected, of disaster. So therefore, just as Krishna descends when there is adharma, so like that, we need Krishna's descent in our heart the most when adharmic feelings are dominating our consciousness. And that's when he is also eager to manifest to protect us. But we have to call out to him. He wants to manifest in our heart, but he doesn't encroach on our free will. So, but still, it's not that in the name of respecting our freedom, he wants us to freely go to our doom. No, he wants to help us. So we, by trying to remember him, trying to serve him, trying to call out to him, we can show him that, Krishna, I want you to manifest in my heart. And when we call out like that, then Krishna, who is eager to rescue us from the clutches of dharma, will manifest in our heart and will deliver us. And such deliverance will be the supreme perfection of our life. So by remembering that Krishna is eager to restore dharma, we can continue in our practice of dharma, in our desire for practicing dharma, even when that desire is very feeble, and even when adharmic desires seem to be very furiously strong, still Krishna has come to establish dharma. Krishna keeps coming to establish dharma, and if we call him, if we with whatever little capacity we have try to open as much of our heart as possible to call him, then he will enter in our heart and he will help us in establishing dharma in our heart. When he takes that struggle in his hands, that struggle becomes so much more easier to win than it would be otherwise if we were battling on our own. So by knowing that we don't have to do the battle on our own, and by knowing that Krishna is ready to take up our battle as his own, we can call out to Krishna and he will sambhavami manifest in our heart and help us and dramatically tilt the scales in the inner war and help us to win that war. Thank you.